Well, I'll just see how this goes. It's the news according to me. Good Wednesday morning. It's Trash Day. It's Wednesday. It's October 30th, Halloween Eve. For those of you who celebrate that, I really care less about Halloween. 7:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2024. The election year. Less than a week away. Now, 6 days. And we will have a new president elect. We have, there's a lot of things to get into. I don't know. Oh, boy. Apparently, this whole thing backfired. Well, Donald Trump is on a path to win the popular vote, which I think is now his goal, is just to overwhelmingly have a popular vote win. The Electoral College is definitely in place. The popular vote has a tendency to quell. If, I don't know how many of you remember back in 2000, Al Gore for over a year kept saying, "I did win the popular vote." He kept talking about how he won the popular vote, even though, because it was a very close election. It came down to Florida and it came down to the Supreme Court making a decision of some kind. Oddly enough, they never did have a comment at all. Nobody all through that process commented on what's in my cup. We have chai. This is actually probably this is even a better morning than yesterday morning. We have chai with the Almond Joy creamer in it. Creamy vanilla chai. Almond Joy creamer. Nice and hot. It's good. Don't need it really. I mean, it's like 70 degrees outside right now at this hour of the morning here in almost November. I don't know what the problem is with this global warming thing. We have, I was driving around yesterday with the top off my Jeep. And it was very comfortable. I wasn't wearing a snowmobile suit. What's wrong with this? I have no problem with this. So the in my backup cup this morning is the elixir, as they say, homemade sweet tea with peaches in it. Yes, homemade sweet peach tea. It is the finest thing you can ever taste. I can't stop drinking it. I made a gallon of it. It probably won't last through the day. I'll probably drink the whole thing, unfortunately. We're going on this little trip tomorrow. Leaving, going to a conference. Jonathan Kahn is going to be there. I'm kind of looking forward to that. We're going to be gone for like 3 days. And it's through almost four. It's one of those things where I know I'm going to drink more than a quart a day of that stuff. I have to try to ration it, make sure I don't drink too much. I should put like four different quart containers, and I just drink one a day. That's all I'm allowed to have. We'll see how that goes. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. We have, this whole thing, so... As in usual form, the left jumped all over this comedian guy that said something about Puerto Rico being a floating island of trash, island floating in the middle of the ocean, floating in the middle of the ocean. I think it's called Puerto Rico. He wasn't talking about the people. He was talking about the literal trash that's in Puerto Rico. That's what he's talking about. And, of course, the left took it that, oh, he's calling on Puerto Ricans trash. Just calling on Puerto Ricans trash. Oh, how vile. There are some, there's one that says, it's so vile and so X-rated that we can't even play it on the air. They'll play all kinds of crap on the air all the time, but when they come up with this stuff about, oh, this is too bad, we can't even let you hear Trump's speech. They got him play in the background, and we can't even let you hear what's going on because it's so vile, and it's just nothing but hate. It's just celebration of hate. We're not going to play it on. We're too far above this. We're our Our moral standards are too high for this. Yeah. So we're going to just talk about killing babies and making sure that children get to have stories read to them by the drag queens. It's because, you know, we're the high moral ground here. Black is white, white is black, up is down, right is left, right is wrong. We have yeah. So this guy makes this joke about this garbage thing. So then Joe Biden comes out and says, calls all of the Trump supporters garbage. He calls people garbage. Now, there are some people on the right now who are flipping out about that. Like as if it's some big surprise that they think that they're, I never understood really how Hillary Clinton got, how they got so much traction out of the deplorables thing. Supposedly Hillary Clinton's comment about being people, half of Trump supporters you could put in the basket of what I call the deplorables. That never really struck me that like that. I don't like any president calling anybody in the country. If you want to be a representative, don't stop, don't call people names that are U.S. citizens here. I mean, just, unless somebody, only Rosie O'Donnell. To take half of his, that we're talking about what's that, 50 million people? Calling him deplorable. Only because they want to vote for a particular individual. And they keep going on with this rhetoric about Donald Trump's going to lock everybody up. He's building internment camps. He's going to put everybody in internment camps. And he's going to execute people he disagrees with. If you disagree with him, he's going to kill you. Where do they get this stuff? This is the guy who, when asked who he wants to see win the war in Ukraine, he said, "I want people to stop dying on both sides. Unless they disagree with me, then I'm going to go out and kill them." This is not the guy that they're making him out to be. And I think most of American, this is one thing of, people are willing to go vote against something to some degree. They are not willing to vote against something. They're not going to walk over glass to vote against something. They would rather vote for something. And I think that's the thing that I think people picked up. Those who went to and attended and actually listened to the rally in Madison Square Garden, I think they came away with this idea that this is a vision of the future. This is a, and all the stuff he's talking about, the reason he can sit down for 3 hours without going to the bathroom with Joe Rogan and just talk about life and what is, in the country and things and stuff in general and his campaign and his personal stories. I have not heard Joe Rogan respond. I think he's responded to this event, to this podcast. And I don't know what his response has been. I'm sure he has responded, but I don't know what it is. I haven't heard what his response is until I hear him. I'm going to talk about it. But I would imagine he walked away with a different and probably a deeper respect for who Trump is. Now, Kamala has agreed to meet with Joe, to have a show with Joe, but she wants Joe to move the show to their location. She can only give him an hour. And of course, you know how that's going to go. It's going to be filled with nothing. But, I was raised in the middle class. And I worked at McDonald's. And then I celebrated Kwanzaa. And I want to create an opportunity. She only has about an hour of material she can go on with this stuff, to repeat all of her stuff. Most of her stories about life and childhood and everything else and growing up and everything that's going on around her is mostly all made up crap. You can only fill in so many blanks. Whereas with Trump, it's your memory. He's just bringing up memories. He's talking about his brother. He's talking about his family. Everything from technology to politics and everything else. And it's, I think that it's good on Joe for not kowtowing to that. He's like, no, you can come to my studio and we'll interview you here. It's not, for as long as you can stay, I'll interview you. She's got time to go on the, I could name off four or five different podcasts that she spent half an hour or an hour with. Went to their studios. And you wouldn't know who those people are. You probably have never heard of them. And that's what's so disgusting about this is the number one podcaster out there. I mean, she could, you know, could go to Sean Ryan then. Sean Ryan's right up there with Joe Rogan. People aren't talking about that, but he's probably number two, if number one, or they're actually kind of neck and neck for number one right now. What's funny is a lot of people haven't ever heard of Sean Ryan, and yet it's just because Joe Rogan's been around for so long. Theo Vaughn and the other guy, Lex, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's very he does long form interviews as well, and it's a very good interviewer. I've been told by several people that I'm a good interviewer. I don't know that I like digging into people's lives and letting just opening up, you know, who they are. I'm just curious about who they are and what they do, how they think, what they think about different things, and letting them have a voice, letting them have a chance to just, you know. I love watching their like the gears turn in their head when they're trying to, you know, when I ask them a question and they're faced with something that's a little bit challenging I think it just validates who they are and what they think and what they, you know. I like that. I like seeing that happen with people. Whether you're talking about faith or life or work or whatever you're talking about, I enjoy that. I'm not cut out for setting those kinds of things up. And it can go very wrong very fast. I was helping my nephew, who has now passed, but he had a little show, and we would do interviews, and we would do them together. It was normally most of the interviews we would do were over the internet, and we were interviewing stuff to help him start a little business, and people who were in the industry, we were doing reviews and stuff, and he was doing these interviews of people, talking to people about stuff and about their products and what their stories, and it was interesting. Now I had started a little thing a long time ago, and it was kind of fun, and I'd like to get back to it at some point. Maybe I used to go around and interview local worship leaders, and that was always kind of fun. Thought about going back and kind of revisiting that idea. Or just interviewing, you know, church leaders, that kind of thing. It's fascinating to see those kinds of things. I think it's unfortunately, there are a lot of churches out there, a lot of faith institutions that don't connect with each other. We have a tendency to get this little silo mentality of, you know, this is our, you know, us four no more kind of thing. It's kind of this little thing where we have, there's very little community worship, because, you know, familiarization. I think people get nervous about connecting with others in terms of, well, that church over there, they don't believe in this, or they don't believe in that, or they do this this way. They baptize three times forward, and we baptize three times backwards, and over there they just sprinkle. And I don't know, we just can't have that kind of interaction with those kind of people. Those kinds of people. I mean, it's just that kind of stuff. Yeah, it just kind of sickens me. I don't know. You run into this, especially in the area of worship leaders. There is a there's a whole lot of dynamics going on with personality issues in worship leaders, frankly. Yeah, it's like herding cats. We only have two cats in this house, and they're night and day different, and they're will have their own little issues. And you imagine putting 50 worship leaders in a room for a day. Well, that would go. Give them all instruments and see who comes out live. I don't know. It's where was I going with all this? So Joe Biden makes this comment. He calls Trump supporters, all of them, garbage. They're all garbage. And of course, I think the Harris campaign. It's pretty much like, okay, that's no, Joe, go sit down again. Go stop talking. Stop saying anything. We don't need your help here. Now, again, Kamala is there. I guess they pulled all their funding out of North Carolina. They've given up basically on North Carolina, which I assumed they would have anyway. They're hunkering down in Virginia, trying to get Virginia. They're just right now. They're fighting not for the popular vote. They're fighting for Electoral College, and it looks like now. I don't think Nevada is going to. I think I would be surprised if Trump wins Nevada. There's these pollsters that are just saying, oh, he's slated to win that one. It's definitely leaning to Trump. Now there was a ruling on the late ballot counting thing in one. I guess there's like these circuit courts. So the entire country is kind of divided up into the different circuits. And then each Supreme Court justice, I don't know how this whole thing's set up, but the Supreme Court justices are basically set up, or not Supreme Court justices, but the Supreme Court judges are set up over certain circuits to kind of oversee certain things. And of course, if it goes to the Supreme Court, sometimes the it can be kicked back depending on what it's complicated legal process. Well, I guess they won under the Supreme Court rule on our Supreme Court ruling in one circuit court ruling, but that does not apply to all the others. I thought that if the Supreme Court ruled on something, it was a blanket coverage. Apparently, it's not. So I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a Supreme Court judge, by the way. Just so you know. I am not a rodeo clown, despite my ambitions, and I am not a financial counselor. Don't take financial advice from me, please. Please don't. Just don't. I might talk about it, but just don't do it. Probably should just do the opposite, whatever I do. I hire a guy. I have a lot of interesting stuff going on with this Nevada thing. Now, apparently what it does is it sets a precedent for other courts to rule. So what will end up happening is they'll look at that and they'll realize that, well, we have to go on this because if it goes to the Supreme Court, they're going to come back with this ruling if they've already ruled on it. It's not going to change. So I think that's where we're at with that whole thing. And apparently the ballots that come in after election day. It's a federal law that is election day, and you have to vote on or before election day, that those votes have to be counted. You can't start counting votes after the fact. So they are actually upholding that whole process. Now, there's another, and I think this was Sotomayor. Someone was presenting arguments about this. It was the $340 million case against Trump. I think it was in New York. It's going to get thrown out. the whole thing is going to get thrown out. It's cost him about $100 million to defend himself in that situation. Now, I think what he's going to, I think Jack Smith is a part of that as well. My understanding is he's going to go after Jack Smith and anybody around him and all those who put him into place, because he was actually not a real man. There was another court that decided, basically an overruling court, that basically said he was illegitimate. Not as a baby, but as a special prosecutor. And in fact, the rulings that are coming out on this whole case may completely change the way special prosecutors are able to be put in place. It will make it much more difficult, and it will have a much bigger impact on any kind of lawfare in the future for the DOJ, the DOJ's ability to do anything. So this could be a very good thing. Could be. We'll see how that works out. Now, in the meantime, I'm not going to have a very long show today. I've got to get out the door here with I have someone else's schedule. I'm on someone else's schedule today. So I just wanted to mention that it looks as if all signs are pointing, early voting, everything is pointing towards. Now, of course, early voting is going to be impacted. I think there's going to be fewer people show up for early voting or for election day voting because of early voting. You can't have, you know, but there are places in the country right now where Republicans are turning out in droves. And I don't know if that's going to motivate people to get out and vote on election day on the left. Are they going to, you know, all of a sudden show up? Is the left ramping up the potential shenanigans prior to the election? Are they out there printing out ballots right now? You got the printing presses running like crazy to get these ballots out. And they've found several places now. 2,500 in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Ballots that are bogus stuff. And it's, and there was another one, I think it was a tune of over a million ballots that they were questioning whether or not they were legitimate or not. So the numbers right now are just very flux. But so we have to just show up, you know, regardless of whether or not, like in Indiana, I wouldn't have to vote. Indiana's going to go to Trump. But the problem is, he has to win the popular vote. And I'm motivated to go vote. I can't vote on election day, so I'm going to be here because I have to go to vote early. So that's going to happen today. Probably I'll be over there voting because every vote counts in this election. We have to get the popular vote so that it has a tendency to slow down at least the rhetoric from the left. When there's an overwhelming electoral and popular vote, it will slow down the rhetoric on the left. At least that's the theory. So, once again, folks, I tip my sweet peach tea to you. There will be a show tomorrow morning. I'll hopefully have, and it'll be the last one of the day of the week, so I'll probably try to have some more audio clips of some things that have been going on this week as we go into next week with the election. I hopefully will have a show election the day before the election. I'm not too sure about Monday. We'll see how that works out. But I'm pretty sure I'll have a show Monday morning. So Tuesday, I don't know. Tuesday's kind of up in the air. It's very, very likely that I'll be someplace. Who knows where I'll be. But I'll be someplace, probably, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how it works out. In the meantime, folks, thanks for listening again. I'm just going to cut the show short today for everybody's sake so I can enjoy my tea. Once again, folks, continue to pray for our nation. Pray for everything that's going to happen, not just up until the election, but after election. I think we're going to see a tremendous rage from the left like we've never seen before. I think it's going to be 10 times worse than it was the first time. They have worked themselves up into a frenzy, and they are literally deranging themselves. And it's very concerning to me that they can get to such degrees of ridiculous hyperbole. and believing it. That's the problem. They really, some people actually believe this crap. It's spewing out of their mouths. Folks, God bless. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. Take care.
See you.